Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, welcome to episode 300 of See You Next Wednesday, a weekly pop culture and film podcast where a single die roll decides what movies we have to see. This episode drops on Wednesday, January 23rd, and my name is Dan Gorman, and I contend that those tourists were decapitated before they entered Krusty Land House of Knives.
My name is Casey Lyons, and if I'm laughing at what I think I am, it's very funny.
My name's Greg LeGros, and I'm a human, and my breathing tube is next to my eating tube, and my arms end in stupid little sticks.
What's that from? That sounds familiar.
The Good Place.
Yeah.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. We have lots of stuff to talk about this week. It was a winner's choice role in Film Roulette, so two of us saw whatever the hell we wanted to see, while the loser watched a punishment film that was called, what was it?
You don't remember.
I do not
the
even remember.
The Snowman.
Yes.
I woke up at 5 a.m. to watch that movie.
Nice. As one does.
Oh, a little morning action, eh?
Yeah.
Sometimes that's the only way.
I really suggest it, especially for this
Snowman movie. in the morning. Morning delight. Yeah. There you go.
This is Snowman in the morning.
On your drive time commute.
Yeah. Did you have sex with the snowman?
Yeah.
Get up in the morning to...
Did I have sex with the snowman?
I don't know.
Find out.
Hey, who had sex with the snowman? It's very obvious. Oh, man. You can find us on the internet in a number of ways. First of which, you can email us at info@modernsuperior.com. Mm. Please go to iTunes and rate and review us. Mm. And do that if you have not done it yet, because it really helps us out. Mm. Go to modernsuperior.com. And listen to all the other Modern Superior shows. Mm-hmm. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at SYNWPC. And right off the top, hit the Patreon button on the Modern Superior site, because we put bonus stuff up there once a week. More stuff from other shows coming in the future. But this mm-hmm. week, if you're not a Patreon, you will be missing out on our Oscar talk of the nominations. So,
and can we talk about what we're going to do, not this week on Patreon, but next week?
Yes.
Might as well tell people what
it's very
what they could get into.
If you're a Patreon member and you're in our Slack, we're going to do a Oscar pool.
Oh no, not that.
Oh, that's what I thought you were going to.
No,
about.
The episode.
Oh, the next
do.
Thing.
Oh,
yeah,
the very
yeah.
exciting
if
thing
you were
that's coming back.
Yeah. yeah. Something
as
from our past
out
could
of
be
time.
Coming back for Patreon for
Bandits.
A long time. Yeah, long-time listeners. We yeah. might be doing some bonus episodes of a show we used to do.
Yeah.
Where we talk about old movies and albums.
That's right. Time Bandits coming yeah. back in the Patreon.
So
I'm not ashamed
get in
to
there.
Say I have listened to episodes of Time Bandits recently and I'm very amused by them.
They're pretty good. Yeah.
And we have a doozy to return
yeah,
with.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
So, yeah.
So get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now's your chance.
Yep.
How you guys doing?
Great, man.
Yeah.
Great. Fucking great.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Couldn't be better. I could be better.
Oh, how are you, Dan?
I'm all right. Doing fine.
Yep.
Can't complain.
Lovely day.
Yeah. It's
Enjoy
so
your...
nice out.
It is nice
yeah.
out.
Yeah. I worked from home today.
Cool.
Which meant I worked while movies were on in the background.
Yes.
Which is wonderful.
Very good.
Maybe I'll talk about some in new news.
Ew.
Yeah. Do you guys want to get into some new news and movies we've watched? Yeah. AKA Itty Bitty Tidbit Committee.
Yeah.
There is some movie news.
There is.
To talk about.
Sure.
We will get to the Oscars in our bonus episode.
Right.
But, Casey, you just watched something before we started recording.
Yes, it did.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, it did, Dan. Yeah. Let me tell you. It was something that I don't know what it was.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere, right. A teaser trailer.
It wants me to believe that it is a teaser trailer for a new Crocodile Dundee movie starring Danny McBride.
Right. Yeah.
And this trailer, it doesn't want me to laugh at it. It just wants me to know it exists.
Yeah, right. It wants you to laugh at the idea of this guy playing that guy?
Yeah, well, now, from what I understand...
Not even trying?
I've heard some rumor of plot and that he is the... American son of Mick Dundee, and he's going to go to Australia to prove he's man enough to live in the outback.
Yeah, and I think Chris Hemsworth
is supposed to be in it.
Right.
Yeah. Is he playing another Dundee son, right? Maybe, I guess, the Australian counterpart. To me, I'm like, that's enough of a setup for this kind of a movie.
Yeah,
that's all this
sort
kind
of crap
needs.
Dundee and twins.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
John Francis Daly had some hand in writing this, if it does exist.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, you were saying like this might not actually be a thing.
No,
like,
there's a lot of rumor that this is a teaser for a Super Bowl ad.
Yeah, which would make sense
with that premise.
Yeah.
Which would be fine, because I don't want to watch a movie of this.
I don't know. I might.
I'd watch it.
I don't have any stake in the original. I don't care.
It's not
a horrible movie.
It's terrible.
It's not for any reverence for Paul Hogan.
No.
I saw the best tweet, speaking of Paul Hogan, when he was talking about, like... Gay marriage or something. He wasn't tweeting. He was just coming out against homosexuality
God
or something.
And
how gay people shouldn't get married.
Uh-huh.
And somebody said, they just tweeted, "That's not a wife. This is a wife." Like, yay! Best tweet of all.
Finally, we've been waiting for Crocodile Dundee to weigh in on.
I didn't know that Crocodile Dundee was a dick.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No, I don't follow Paul Hogan.
Just assume Paul Hogan was an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, an idiot and a dick are different.
That the original is one of those things that you
he's
look
both though. He's a dickiot.
He's an itty dick.
Yeah.
Listen, portmanteaus can be hard.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree on that.
I just like thinking back to like movies like that where you look back and you think, this was the biggest thing when this came. Like,
it
everyone
was so
loved
huge.
Fucking
huge, that movie. And I liked it when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I saw it a lot of times.
Yeah.
Many times I've seen
it. I never saw the third one?
No, not the third. I've seen the second one.
Yeah.
And it is... Even when I was a dumb kid, I was like, well, this is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. And revisiting the first one is like, this is garbage, and it's all just stereotypes and offensive shit. And you're just like,
but everyone loved
and
it.
And cheaply made, too.
Yeah. Like, it looks like shit.
Yeah.
It's very grainy.
Yeah.
I remember being very grainy.
Extremely grainy.
Yeah, yeah, it's like one
like
of those 80s movies.
Someone spilled sand on the print.
Yeah. Yeah. So everything from this teaser trailer for Dundee makes me think that it's not real, because it's one location, one little scene, one little like aerial shot, and then we have him saying, "That's not a knife. This is a knife." But even
and
what
he's just doing a dumb, stupid little thing.
Yeah, what he does with that is like, "Huh, look at me, look at me." He says, "Look at me."
It's a complete non-joke.
Yeah, it's like
it's all it is doing is banking on.
Me plus character
Danny
equals
McBride's limited charm.
Yeah, so that's what makes me think it's just going to be one of those things, like when they did the it's a mini vacation movie, but it's a Super Bowl trailer instead. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just like a thing we're doing for the Super Bowl.
Sure,
I could see that happening.
Yeah,
because there was no IMDb for this before the trailer came out,
right.
And then now there is.
Right.
So I don't know how much of it is they're trying to do a sort of like sneak attack. Nobody knew we were making this movie.
Maybe.
Or if it's going to be just, some commercial.
or we've already talked about it too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there any other trailers or movie news you guys thought of to talk about?
Oh, man. I don't know.
I mean, I'd love to talk about that Rampage movie, but yeah. Cool News did such a great job.
Oh, God. I don't know if the listeners have ever visited Ain't It Cool News. I used to go there frequently. Mm-hmm. What a wonderful site when I was a younger man in the internet.
There was a time where it was the only place that you could go for movie news.
Yeah, and
the
it was... written enough?
Yeah.
It was written enough.
It was always of questionable writing quality, but there was a time where you could overlook it because it was like, well, this guy's getting some scoops or making some up that turned out to be true.
Some of the opinions I could get behind. I liked a couple of the early writers, what they had to say about stuff here and there.
And there's a genuine enthusiasm.
Yes, yes. 100%.
Yeah.
And as long as it was written by someone who wasn't Harry Knowles.
Yeah.
His writing was always
terrible.
Historically nonsensical.
Just awful and disgusting.
And he's a huge pile of garbage.
He's what you call a dipshit.
Yeah, there you go.
Real dipshit.
And he's now even further away from the site. And every once in a while, I'll still look at it, or I'll stumble across an article in my Facebook feed that's from there.
Yeah, someone will link it or retweet it or whatever.
Yeah, and I wind up on their site. And I read one of his a couple of years ago that was just amazing and how horribly written it was. And then I saw one a couple days ago about the new Rampage trailer.
Yeah.
Just a lot like the first Rampage trailer.
Yeah, just a couple extra shots.
You see a bit more of the Godzilla thing.
Yeah.
And the werewolf flies a little bit.
Yeah. And movie... looks fun.
Yeah, I can't wait to see
I'll watch
this.
I'm going to watch the hell out of that.
I love
that. Everything about that game. I owned it. I loved playing it until you realize it's one of those ones that just never ends.
It's
just an arcade game.
But
Spy Hunter, you.
Yeah.
Everything about those monsters together, destroying things
go for it.
As a team.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. Little naked guy when he dies.
Yeah, yeah. If that doesn't happen at some point, I don't know if it will.
If he doesn't bust the wall, there's a guy on a toilet.
They're evolving actual animals. I wish it would be a little dude.
It seems like, but it seems like they're trying to like give them actual back. Backstories, which is kind of a bummer.
Well,
but
I guess they have to because they're going to make a movie.
What if that's a twist?
Yeah, but he needs to do
the end of the movie. He shrinks down. He's a little man in a diaper. Shit. Or tighty whities or whatever.
A little nudie man.
Yeah.
Listen, if they just tacked that in at the end and didn't explain it, no one would be like, oh, this was terrible.
Yeah,
that
five
was
stars.
Like the climax. They figured out, here's this, we've got to get the serum, and then they get the serum, and then he just turns into a little dude who just goes across.
If they did.
And then just credits.
Yeah, if they did even.
I would stand up and cheer.
Yeah, if they even just
tipped the theater on the way out.
Yeah.
Give this to someone.
Here's
another 20.
$400 more dollars. Yeah.
I could have hate the movie. I'd be like, five stars.
Yeah.
Can't argue.
And well, there's this lovely article on Ain't It Cool News.
What's the headline, Greg?
The headline is second Rampage trailer is here, and Lordy looks terrific or something like that. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you
and
can't.
Oh, can't wait. Yeah.
Totally. That is, and it's all like exclamation
vibe.
Points and stuff like that. Yeah. Then you read the article, and the guy's like, this looks horrible.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it. And why is there a giant flying werewolf in it? I'm like,
and why does he have wings?
That guy hates wings.
Who the fuck has a problem with a giant flying werewolf, you soulless pile of shit?
Yeah.
The fuck? What
you have no joy in your life, shithead.
Yes.
It's a werewolf that flies.
And it's giant.
It's big.
And it might turn into a little man.
We can hope.
Don't review movies if you don't like giant wolves with wings.
Yeah, I agree.
You fucking idiot.
New rule.
I don't want to get off on a rant here. We did Bill Maher and Dennis Miller.
I wonder, like, my idea of how this could have happened is either, well, there's three. One, it's just it happened because the website's a piece of shit. Or, like, B, is it their attempt at clickbait? Like, this looks terrific. You got to see it. Anyway, this fucking sucks.
Is that what
if it is, they're not very good at clickbait.
No, because it doesn't need to. It doesn't have to have a twist.
Or is it one of those situations where at, like, a film review site, there's, like, they mock up all the headlines for things, and then they're assigned to writers, and the guy was like, well, I'll write about this and use your headline, but I don't like it.
But that means like they could just be printing anything. That means they have no idea what's going out on their site. Because all anyone has to do is look at it once and go, hey, Bill.
Yeah.
You know, your headline and your body are completely contradictory, right?
And also, it's terribly written and there's no punctuation and you sound like a mental patient. Although it tracks for this site.
Yeah. How about all caps?
Yeah.
throw some caps in there. Less commas, more caps.
Can you
more,
follow?
More and more commas.
Yeah. More, yeah. If you're going to listen.
People keep saying we don't have punctuation. I want 50 commas in this sentence.
Yeah. If you're going to use commas, we go all or nothing. Yeah. All commas or no commas.
I want you on every second paragraph to use three spaces every six words.
There are many spaces.
Unless it's the third paragraph, in which it's every time every two words.
And remember, you get paid by the exclamation point.
Yeah. I have half a mind to go create a text to Ain't It Cool News generator where you paste in a block of text and then it just sometimes capitalize some of it, inserts random spaces. It's good to go.
Yeah. I'm thinking about applying for a job there and just write like a crazy person.
Yeah. I could do that.
It doesn't seem hard. It doesn't even have to make sense.
No. Doesn't even have to pan out to be a real thing.
I could do my regular job and be typing with one hand a film review for Ain't It Cool.
Yeah.
And then it'd be like, this guy seems to know a little too much about what's going on with human things.
Yeah. Did you know that in the new Batman movie, he throws batarangs with his butt? A source told me.
That source was my other hand.
A little bird I see here. Well, wonderful. Was there any other news?
I really don't think so, Dan.
I'm not sure.
I don't think so, Dan. Yeah.
What have you guys been watching? I know, Casey, you have tons of stuff for this segment.
Guys. Maybe I should start off because of how many things
I know. Yeah. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I actually didn't watch anything. I literally watched Moana again.
And you worked through the weekend, is that right?
I did work
on
the weekend.
That is a bummer, man.
It's a reality of my life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I did watch Moana again.
Good, nice. Good. I like Moana. Nice. I've seen it more than once now, too.
It was great. I watched it with my daughter. I love watching. I don't have to like the thing that I'm watching if I'm sort of watching it through her. I just love her enjoyment of movies.
Yeah. Athena and I are starting to hit the Peppa Pig wall.
There's a finite amount.
There's just
amount.
Not enough fucking episodes.
Yeah,
so
that is the problem.
Trying to find one that I haven't seen 50 times is not possible.
Mm-hmm.
And Beatrice straight up recites. she's actually a little. She's cool on Peppa Pig now. Yeah. Like she likes the Peppa Pig toys and everything Peppa Pig. But when it comes to watching, she wants to watch Pocoyo instead.
Mm. Okay. If you guys are running out of Peppa Pig episodes, I heard there's a dark underbelly of YouTube where they generate fake episodes that you can get.
Yeah,
I've heard of that too. And whoever makes those is a scumbag.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
Yeah.
All your favorite characters in just a weird thing.
Yeah.
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 Well, then. Shit. Well, you know what? Well, people who make that kind of stuff probably go to The Bad Place. And I'll tell you what I've been watching a whole lot of is The Good Place.
Nice.
Yeah.
And reading a lot of How to Make a Sweet Segue.
Yeah. I got the Dan Gorman book on it.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing mostly this week. I did watch other stuff, but I am completely caught up on The Good Place.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I started watching it after you guys talked about it, and then I fell off with other things, and I had like four episodes to go in season one.
Yeah.
Finished season one and was like, oh man.
So that hadn't been spoiled for
no,
you?
Not at all.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful.
That's great. It's super so wonderful. And so great. And season two is so, so good.
Yeah, I love it.
I feel like they should make some extra new, fun, perfect award to give to Ted Danson for being the most awesome.
Yeah.
They did give him an Emmy.
Did they?
Yeah.
He got an Emmy for this?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking great. Because holy shit, is he hilarious in the show.
He's this like insane mix of like hilarious and like legitimately great, but and then just so fun to watch.
Yeah.
But then also you're just like, I love you, Ted.
Yeah. Is this his best role since Sam Malone?
Oh, certainly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's sort of a bit of a shallow well because he hasn't really done that stuck to the wall.
But he's been
although
around.
He is really wonderful as himself on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Amazing.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I liked him in Bored to Death.
He was so good. 100% so good on Bored
to
Death.
He was so good.
Yeah. And very light spoilers for listeners who haven't seen all of The Good Place, but it's interesting to see a show where a character and an actor is kind of required to be very different between seasons.
Yeah.
Like him in the first season and him in the second season is like a different set of acting, you know, chops, but still
but
funny.
There's still a really strong character through line. He's the best.
Yeah, he is just the best. But I have to say, the rest of the cast, I didn't realize how funny Kristen Bell was.
Yeah,
she's so great.
She's incredibly funny
right from the beginning.
Yep.
Yeah. I was so on board with
and
her.
Just gets better and better. Yeah. She is absolutely hilarious. And I don't know the guy's name who plays Chidi.
I don't remember. He just came out of nowhere.
He is great.
So good.
And I was a little Luke on Tahani and and.
I'm trying hard not to make a brain candy.
Yeah, I know. Gorman and I did it in the Star Wars chat. It was great. but I'm so on board with both of them now.
Yeah.
They're great. They improve as they go along and their characters get better.
Yeah, we were talking.
They're a really great cast.
Casey was and I and Athena were talking before the episode, and I was saying, like, it's great to see those characters go from in the first season. Again, it's like his joke is nobody knows I'm a different way, and so it's going to be I'm silent, and then I'm funny elsewhere.
Yeah.
And then the second season is like now he just gets to be that character, and it's almost funnier when it just is like here I am.
Yeah.
You know, I like Mountain Dew and video games and dumb shit.
Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's such a... I'm so glad that it got a second season, and it's getting a third season.
Yeah.
Because a show usually of this kind of unique storytelling device is not picked up.
Everything
doesn't last.
About this show screams like...
Not going to matter.
It got one season, now maybe two, and it's like, wow, if it could only have kept going.
But it's really gaining
steam,
too. Yeah. I think because it's wound up on Netflix now, so everyone's kind of catching up.
Yeah.
And because I've noticed it's popped up a lot on, you know, shit with different feeds I've read here and there on Reddit and stuff like that. Like, it's a big conversation now, people realizing how good this show is.
Totally.
And that is fucking great.
Yeah.
It is great. What a delight.
Absolutely. What a good show.
What a fucking delight.
Watch The Good Place.
Darcy Carden is the most wonderful thing in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. The Good Place, season two. We got to get up on it.
Yeah. Get into that show. It's wonderful.
Yeah. I got up on something that you guys had seen already.
Yeah, tell
I believe.
Me. Fuck
I watched a little film called Annabelle Creation.
Oh,
from 2017.
Yep. I didn't see that.
I saw
okay,
that.
You one. I know that somebody had talked about it.
I
at
watched
some point.
That.
Yeah. It's now funny. I've been pretty lukewarm on the Conjuring and Annabelle series and Insidious. I'd like.
They're not great.
They're not great.
That's why.
I've been meaning to watch Insidious
great,
2 and 3.
But they're not
because I've never seen
those. They're much better than the wave of horror we got in like the beginning of the 2000s.
Yeah. The
gray fear.com and shit like that.
Oh, beauty. All the endless joyrides, is that what they are?
I really like the first joyride, but they did not need more than one of those.
No, definitely not. There's like five of them.
Yeah. So Annabelle Creation, directed by David F. Sandberg. He did Lights Out, which a short film that we all loved, and then a film that was not as well received.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because it was awful.
Okay. So I watched this movie, and it got a lot of really good reviews. It got, like, really positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's why I watched
it. Yeah, and I watched it, and I was like, this isn't as good as I feel like it's being made out to be.
No.
It's just, like, if this is great, like, I don't know. It's just, like, this is slightly better than average.
And you know what? And the other thing about it, can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
I don't remember anything.
No.
I don't even know who's in it. I don't know what happens in it. I don't remember anything about the plot.
Yeah.
It's all gone.
Why is that a secret? Why are you trying to keep that from people?
Yeah.
Well,
here's the thing about people that are in this movie. I'm trying to find her name.
Tell me what it's about. I don't remember. I really don't.
Well, it's about a family.
Is this at the school?
Yeah, it's a mother and a father, and they lose their daughter in an accident, and then they open their house up to, like, home for, you know, orphanage kind of situation for girls.
Oh, okay. Who's the dad? Oh, the dad's Anthony LaPaglia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So they open their doors to, like, be an orphanage, even though this tragic thing had happened, and then Annabelle shows up. Because they, I guess, brought
a demon
to the demons to bring our daughter back, and they went into a little doll or whatever.
Yeah.
So Starring in this movie is Lulu Wilson, who is also in the Ouija sequel, the Ouija Origins. Which
is fucking great.
Which I've been meaning to watch.
And that kid is awesome. She's quite hilarious.
Here's the thing. I saw her previously in The Cop and a Half, New Recruit, direct-to-video movie that I was like, hey, not bad, and this girl's pretty great. And yeah. I was like seeing her in this thinking, I can't wait for her to get bigger and bigger roles because I think she's very good in Annabelle and she's very funny in Cop and a Half and charming in Cop and a Half. So I'm like, there is a career here.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think... She's so great, and I want to see the Ouija.
It's Mike Flanagan,
Origins,
you guys. Yeah. Come on. Check it out. It's fine.
So that's next on
Her
my...
Her name's Mike Flanagan?
Come with me. Yeah, she's a little girl named Mike Flanagan.
She changed her name to Lulu. It would be cuter for the leading roles.
But off screen, she's like, call me Flanagan.
Yeah.
I'm the Flan Man.
Yeah.
Call me the Flan Man.
Let's get some buds.
Look at my fucking little cheeks. I'm adorable.
And then she coughs up a cigarette. Yeah, so I'm going to see Ouija Origins.
Smoke that later.
But yeah. Annabelle creation, like, hey, fine enough. I didn't hate it.
And listen, if you don't like it, don't worry. You won't remember.
You won't remember it. Yeah. Totally.
It's like it never happened.
Yeah.
That's the secret.
Yeah. I found the really bad, like, teenage horror movie Wish Upon from last year way more memorable than this, even though that's not nearly as
I remember you seeing that
well
more than I remember Annabelle creation.
Yeah. So... There you go.
I'll never forget where I was the day
that
Dan
Greg remembered that Dan saw a shitty horror movie and had some fun with it.
I remember you remembering him watching Wish Upon.
Yeah. So
way more than I remember a movie I've never seen.
Yeah.
What have you been watching, Greg?
I watched I, Tonya.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You mean Itonia?
Itonia.
Itonia.
Threw me off so much when you said that. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
The Tonya Harding Motion Picture.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With quite a few Oscar nominations.
Mm-hmm.
Or a couple, anyway. Allison
Janney, who has now earned a Golden Globe and a SAGGY.
Yeah. I think she's the favorite to win.
Do you know
what
they call those awards? I caught a bit of the SAG Awards on TV.
Do they call them SAGGYs?
No. They call the actual award the actor. And the actor goes to... And that's when I was like, hey, everyone, let's bomb Hollywood.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, my God.
Why would you do that so much? Why
every
would you want to receive that?
And the actor goes to...
Unless it's like an actual actor out of theater school that they have to home, you know?
I'm going to I'm going to ghost you now through your career.
This is Bryce.
Yeah.
He loves Shakespeare.
Hello.
He loves Chekhov.
He's not even British. That's just his accent.
Hello.
I do accents.
Can I pick your brain?
This is my Swedish accent.
So I...
Rhubarb.
Tonya.
Peas and carrots.
yeah. Allison Janney's probably going to win, which, good, great. She's amazing
she's
in this movie.
Phenomenal.
I just had a, you know... But she's a wonderful actress who deserves a huge moment like that.
Yeah.
Much like Laurie Metcalf.
Yes.
Anyway, so I, Tonya. I think... I agree 100% with you guys. It's a pretty good movie with very above average acting.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. If it wasn't for like what the hell is her name?
Margot Robbie.
She's phenomenal.
She's really good at this.
And her performance is huge. Like, yeah. It's this epic performance.
I think this is like, she was handed a possible little stepladder in her career and her reputation, yeah. And she really, really took advantage of it.
Yeah.
This was a moment for her, and
yeah.
what roles and what is expected of her as an actress going forward is now completely and forever heightened. Absolutely do. She's been great in everything.
Yeah.
She's been better than the work that's generally been handed her over and over, and now she's really...
She can appear in a massive pile of shit like Suicide Squad, and you kind of go, yeah, but she was fucking great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the more and more I think about I, Tonya, the more I'm like, that movie was not that great.
No, it's a little, it's a little...
it's just cute. It's a little cute.
The story's interesting, you know, yeah, it's an interesting story, but it's just the movie's a little milquetoast. I don't know. It's a little like whatever, and it's doing a lot of tricks that we've seen a lot of times in better movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but the performances really, really shine. Like she is so fucking fantastic and owns the movie.
In the courtroom, she's wonderful all throughout. But in the courtroom, when you're just like. The humanity of the character is forced upon you. You're just like, God, I'm going to cry for Tonya Harding.
Yeah. Or just when she's trying to teach herself how to smile through tears in the mirrors.
Yeah.
That's not easy to do and have it not look fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, really great job. Sebastian Stan was fantastic.
Oh, my goodness.
Just great.
I would not remember who he is if not for this movie.
Yeah.
And I've seen him a bunch of times as the Winter Soldier, and I still don't know who he is.
Sebastian Stan.
Is that who we're talking about?
That's right.
Well, then what's the Winter Soldier?
it's a documentary about Vietnam.
The Winter Soldier?
It is.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, that's what he's named after?
I don't know if they named him after that. Maybe they like the sound of it, but there is a documentary called Winter Soldiers about Vietnam, and it is harrowing. Very intense.
Maybe I'll watch that with my daughter.
Yeah, there you go. She'll love it. Allison Janney, amazing. Yeah. She's going to win that Oscar. She should. Another just like nice little crown on a brilliant career.
Yeah.
And I don't know the guy's name. Who's the guy who plays the bodyguard?
Oh my god, he's so good.
Holy shit, is he good. So good.
I love
hilarious. This movie is pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's quite funny.
It has some great moments. It keeps the tone light because you kind of have to with this fucking crazy Only in America story.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's a nice watch. I was never bored. The movie just doesn't stay with you.
No.
But the moments do of Margot
Robbie.
The
moment where he opens the door and it's the FBI and they're like, Sean Eckhart? He's like, no. Who is it, Shawnee? Just the look on his face is so perfect.
So good. There's just really strong highlight performance moments from Margot Robbie that make parts of this movie memorable. When she lands the triple axel the first time, it's huge. You feel it, and it's so great, and she just kills it. It's worth a watch. It's a pretty good movie with amazing work in it.
Yeah, totally.
And she's deserved that Oscar nomination. I'm happy for her. That's great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. What about you, Dan?
I watched in continuing the theme of Oscar catching up on some movies I hadn't seen yet. I finally checked in with The Florida Project.
Oh, wow.
Oh, poop.
The new film from Sean Baker,
Tangerine
previously.
I'm just dying to see that.
Yeah.
Me too, because I'd love to see a good movie from this director.
Yeah. I already saw one, and now I'm excited to say that I saw another.
Yeah.
Because this movie is so good. Yeah. I loved it.
Great.
And Willem Dafoe is fucking amazing in this movie.
Right.
He is so, 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 so good. But so are Brooklyn Prince and Bria Vianite. I don't know how to pronounce her last name, but basically everybody in this movie.
Right.
Macon Blair's in it very briefly.
Oh, I love Macon Blair.
Who you'll remember from some other films, Jeremy Saulnier films. But this movie is so good. It's it's a lot like Tangerine, but pulled back a lot from the stylistic standpoint. It's a fucking gorgeous movie, and it should have been nominated for cinematography. But, like, you know how Tangerine really had that kind of, like, in your face. There was a lot of like loud music and a lot of cutting and a lot of like propulsive, you know, cinematography. This is not that at all. This is the exact opposite. It's very pulled back, very gorgeous, like cinematography that just like gives you this snapshot of this world that exists in this, you know, Florida hotel. And there was a thing about the ending that when I was watching it, I didn't like. There's this one thing that happens in this movie that I won't spoil that really changes the tone in the moment, and you get pulled out of something, and I didn't know how to take it at the time. But the more I thought about it, the more I just really, really loved the decision that's made at the end of this movie,
right,
based on what happens before. It's a slow movie. You know, there's not a lot of stuff, you know, going on, but it is that just you're living in the world. You're living with these characters. You're living with this little girl who's in a situation, you know, that she's thrust upon just from being who she is and having her mother who she is. And it's funny and sad. And yeah, I really, really liked it.
Great.
Definitely one of the best movies from last year. Yeah, I had a good
see that.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Despite Tangerine, I've been really wanting to see that.
Yeah. I liked it a lot.
I wasn't big on Tangerine either. But I was, because I didn't know anything about the iPhone filming of it. I didn't know that when I watched it. So I appreciated that I didn't watch it and go, was this shot on a phone?
Yeah.
It never entered my mind.
Yeah.
And so he did a very good job with camera work and lighting and capturing performance and presence with a phone, which is fairly fucking remarkable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, gimmick or no.
Totally.
So
I think this really, like, encapsulates what was great about Tangerine and takes it another step forward to be like, now it's the, you know,
two phones.
Yeah, now it's, we shot it on, this time it was an Android, not an iPhone. Yeah. I really like Tangerine. I think there's a lot going for it and there's a lot of really amazing stuff in it. And I think this is, I don't know, on the one hand, it's a bit of a sanded down thing. It's a bit more of a, like, it's a drama. There's some funny parts. It's like nothing's going to kind of get in your face about it. But it's really, really accomplished, and I really liked it. So, Florida Project, check it out.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, and Willem Dafoe, fucking so good. Yeah. Everybody, they're all...
He's very good, that Willem Dafoe.
Old Willie D.
Yeah.
He's got some tricks up his sleeve. Good old Willie D.
Yeah. Two rapping rappers.
What else, Greg?
What else? I don't know if there's much else
to
talk about.
Cool.
Well, right then.
Yeah.
I will say, very briefly... I watched the new Jigsaw movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Please watch that.
Okay, I will watch that. I've been wanting to. It was filmed here in Toronto.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But I had a really fun, dumb time watching it.
All of them, yeah. I haven't seen all of them, but I've seen like three of them.
Yeah. But this felt, I don't know.
There's no good one.
Some of the mid to late ones are just abysmal.
Yeah.
And then,
when they get like Costas Mandalore in there.
Yeah,
their...
There's something about this one that I found intriguing. It's funny that like the first thing that happens is somebody like leans against a wall and it like bends in. I was like, oh, great. Like, it's a really slick movie, but you're like, but at the same time, this is showing it's like.
yeah. Wicked.
Yeah, it's fun. There's some pretty ridiculously dumb things in it.
Nice.
Like, Jigsaw is just fucking God, I guess. He's everything that happens. We'll get into it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'm going to watch it because I'm super curious.
Jigsaw, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I did have a rewatch. I'll just throw it out there just in case anybody didn't hear us talk about it a number of times in the past on this show and other ones, actually. But I rewatched Riccio, The Story of Ricky.
Oh, so good.
When did you rewatch that?
It's the best. Last week, my buddy Diggs was over, and he's never seen it.
So you like, got to show him this.
And I didn't tell him anything other than,
love
you're
going to
like this movie. Didn't explain the plot, nothing, or even like the type of what's going to go down, which I think is the best way to watch
100%.
This movie. Just turn it on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah, because that's how I experienced it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love that movie.
Love that movie.
Like, not it's just so like, good.
No.
I fucking love that movie.
Yeah, it's
amazing.
Fucking best.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Because it came out in the early 90s, and, you know, Diggs and I went to high school together, and we smoked a lot of pot.
Yeah.
And we were always, Evil Dead 2 and Evil Dead and Army of Darkness, all that. And you get into, you know, Dead Alive, and you find these crazy movies, and you're like, more. And you know, we would go to Suspect Video and other places just looking.
Yeah.
Like, where's the next one?
Yeah.
And then you hit a wall, and you don't really find a next one for a long time.
Yeah.
And so that's the only thing I said to him was like, this is what we All those mistakes we rented,
yeah.
We were looking
this
for
is
this.
What you were looking yeah. for, yeah.
And, yeah, it's the best.
It's wonderful.
It's so fucking good.
I fucking love that movie.
The best movie.
Nice.
And it's easy to find on YouTube. Whole thing's yeah. right there. Yeah. If you haven't watched it, quit wasting your life.
Yeah. yeah. And
quit listening to podcasts, you yeah, fucking yeah. loser.
Put this podcast down.
Yeah. And I kind of watched one of those today, but yeah. I'm waiting. I want you to watch it, Greg.
Is this the stick?
The stick fighter.
Okay, yes, yeah. please.
So
you send me the link. Right?
I send you the link. Okay. It's on YouTube. Yeah.
Great.
That's it's.
I am watching that this yeah. week. That's
it's pretty good. then are we gonna get the film roulette? Then?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Let's do it. Film Roulette is our weekly segment where the three of us roll a die and the two high rollers get to go see something good or, in this episode's case, get to watch whatever they want to see because it was a winner's choice.
Yeah, light week in the theaters.
Yeah, that's what usually happens.
That's right.
And the loser has to see something that we have picked as the punishment film. It could be in theaters. It could be at home. This week it was last year's dud, The Snowman.
Mm-hmm.
Casey watched that. It was an anticipated film turned bomb.
Maybe the most poorly reviewed film of the year.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Yeah.
So that's how we play the game. The loser gets to give the winners an album to listen to for the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
We will talk about our album that Casey gave us last week,
mm-hmm.
and we'll roll for movies next week.
Mm.
So, Greg, it yep. was a winner's choice.
That's right.
How do you want to go about this?
I'll tell you what I watched, then you'll tell me what you watched.
Okay.
We'll talk about it when we move on to Casey.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
So you want to go first. Let's do
Why
it.
Why not?
That sounds like it might work.
It might just
yeah.
work. I got to catch up on something
okay.
that you've seen. I don't know if
okay.
Casey's seen. Oscar season's going on, and I got to start getting these movies
yeah.
Under my belt. I finally saw Lady Bird.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Greta Gerwig, written and directed
yes.
by Saoirse Ronan, Laurie Metcalf,
yes.
more peoples.
A coming-of-age film.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Really, really good movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited to hear your thoughts on it because I do think it's a movie that will be negatively affected by the
hype huge
train.
Hype, the,
yeah.
the reviews.
Because
hype.
I really loved it, and I was on the hype train at the time, but even when I was watching, I was like, and I've made this comparison a bunch on the show, where like when Edge of 17 came out, it's like, this is just above and beyond what you usually expect from the
yeah.
coming-of-age comedy. It's playing in that world, so you could take a step back and say, all of this is stuff I've seen. This is all kind of things that we've worked with in these movies, but
yeah.
it's being executed so well that it doesn't really matter. It's just fucking
yeah.
lovely.
Yeah, yeah. Athena and I watched together, and Edge of 17 came up within the first 5 minutes
yeah.
of talking about Lady Bird. And I think we both enjoyed Edge of 17 more.
Okay.
That's not to say.
I love that movie.
Yeah, that's yeah, a, I
so
love
good.
That fucking flick. But this movie is really fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
It's so well directed. It's so expertly handled.
Yeah.
It handles the characters, their swings,
yeah.
their relationships. There's such a beautiful naturalism to some of these scenes.
Oh,
that you
yeah.
can't, I don't it was so hard to get right because if it's even a little bit forced, feels
it
a little
doesn't
bit
feel right.
flat.
I think
fuck.
It's being a little underrepresented on the directing and editing because I just think like
well, not anymore.
Yeah,
she got
that's
nominated.
True. It's
so
true.
There was no talk about how what a great fucking job she did
yeah.
directing her first film, but then
yeah.
it's like, and here's your nomination.
Yeah.
Sorry, we didn't mention you before.
Yeah, totally.
So yeah, what a remarkable talent Greta Gerwig is.
yeah, the care like even the side characters that, and again, one of the things I think that makes Lady Bird resonate so well being a movie that's the kind of movie we've seen before in terms of just coming of age films is the ability to make those side characters feel like more than just like, oh, okay, like he's
yeah.
the asshole artist or like,
right,
okay,
right.
he's the closeted guy or you know what I mean? Like
yeah, yeah,
those
yeah.
side characters are so like, you know these people growing
yep.
up in the 2000s or 90s. You know what I mean? Like
100%.
That fucking asshole artist guy
yeah.
is just such a fucking wiener. And I knew so many people like
yes.
that. And you're just like, you've crystallized these things that I've experienced and put them into these little characters, but they're so
yeah.
real.
Yeah, I know. They're treated with like care yeah. and respect, even people who are shitty.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because that's, it's really full.
Yeah.
And Saoirse Ronan is incredible.
Yeah.
She's wonderful in it. Beanie Feldstein, who plays her best friend, is remarkable.
She's amazing.
Name is Beanie?
Beanie Feldstein.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
What a fucking great name.
She was, I was trying to figure out why I knew her, and like, she was, I guess maybe the only other thing she was in was Neighbors 2.
Okay.
She's the one who Seth Rogen runs over, and she yells something about drugs, or I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, that lady.
Her, yeah.
I liked her in that movie.
Sure, yeah.
She was very likable.
Well, she is fucking amazing.
Yeah, she's great.
She, almost steals the whole show, I'd say.
Yeah. She is so heartbreaking and sweet and and funny.
And natural. And she goes from being so doing such a fine job of understated naturalism acting to then have when it needs to get turned the fuck up and be a performance and really nail things. She just kills it. It's great. I couldn't be more impressed with her work in this movie.
Definitely.
And there's such strong, honest moments.
Yeah,
and that's what makes this so good. Is it is bits of story or ideas or themes that we've seen before in a direction style that maybe we've seen before as well. But there are these really natural human moments that are really special in this movie, and they're handled with such care.
Yeah,
that I get. I get. Well, you can't give this movie a bad review.
No,
so of course it's going to get fucking. Yeah. The craziest score ever on
Rotten Tomatoes. And it lets those moments that, like, even moments that you could see in other movies where it's like someone's crying or whatever, but they're, like, you're right, they're done in such a well-handled, well-executed in so many different fronts from acting and directing.
Yeah.
Like, Laurie Metcalf in the car at the end of the movie, I could just think of that scene and start to want to cry.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, like, so well done. Yeah. Yeah, and I watched this twice, and I really enjoyed watching it a second time.
I loved it. It's a great movie.
It's really good.
And I'm so glad that it's done so well in the theaters and is getting all this wonderful award season attention.
Totally.
Movies like this really should. This is great, great work.
I want to see more movies from her as a director.
Yeah, man. What the fuck?
Yeah. Wow,
pretty good.
Nice.
Pretty good.
So, Lady Bird, you got to check it out if you haven't
yet. And just so fucking Laurie Metcalf in a movie.
Oh, my God.
It's all nominated for an Oscar. How great is that?
More of that.
I want her to win so bad.
Yeah.
Like, I want her to win over.
It's a shame.
Allison Janney. Yeah. I know.
But both of them are so deserving for long careers of amazing, unique work.
Yeah. It was amazing to watch all of Roseanne and then go right into Lady Bird and be like, yes, she's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah. Well, would you watch?
Let's pivot here.
Yeah.
From a wonderful movie.
Yes.
Into a movie that I watched.
Uh-huh.
It's a Netflix joint.
Oh.
So Netflix has been picking up movies left and right.
Yeah.
They've been making content for their platform.
What'd you do?
In the form of movies. And I watched their brand new release as of the week that just passed, The Open House.
I don't know.
2018. This is a thriller, a horror slash thriller, directed by first time feature film directors Suzanne Coote and Matt Angel. You can't lock out what's already inside.
It's a Coote and Angel joint.
Yeah. Synopsis being a teenager and his mother find themselves besieged by threatening forces when they move into a new house, which isn't exactly accurate. Now, what happens in this movie is it's about a family of three, a mother, a father, and a son, and a tragic accident occurs which takes their father away from them, so now it is just the mother and the son, and they need to recharge and get away from their lives. So a friend says, I have this like cottage house. It's like a huge house mansion.
It's totally haunted.
It's totally haunted. Get down there.
Keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
Now this
you
house,
guys need a distraction.
Yeah.
This house will kill you.
Yeah.
There's, you might just live
there's some poltergeist in here. So she's like, I have this house. I'm selling it right now. You can live in it until I sell it.
I'm going to sell it. This is your last chance to see the ghost.
Yeah.
This is your last chance to get killed by my house.
Yeah. Listen, this ghost, he is a dick.
Yeah, so she's like, as long
as
you
really wants to kill you, I really want you to go.
Yeah. So as long as you are out of the house on Sundays when we do our open house, then you can live here. And it is not a ghost movie.
What?
No. This is not a ghost
movie.
That
lady who owns the house is lying to these people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make with the ghosts, lady.
Yeah. Should have. Yeah. So they go and weird things start happening. Now, this is kind of... So, I should say, this was a lower budget film from what I have read, and the directors have not made a feature before, but the star of the movie, Dylan Minnette, or Minette, he was in 12 Reasons Why, or 13 Reasons Why. It was a Netflix show about...
he was in the prequel.
High school... where somebody had committed suicide and left a bunch of tapes for everybody to listen to. It was a book, and then it was a very hotly talked about show about being controversial. So he's like a recognizable Netflix face, and they've kind of got this now to kind of launch, you know, not maybe launch his career, but I mean, it's a first time film, and this is kind of the interesting thing about it to me is they are taking a chance on these filmmakers on a lower budget in the same kind of way that, like, Blumhouse might in the theatrical market. It's like, okay, a fresh voice doing a horror thriller with, like, a recognizable actor that will, maybe this will be a thing. And it's not, because this movie sucks.
Yeah.
And the gist of it is, like, you think somebody got in the house, and it's a really big house. There's, like, a basement with, like, a... what looks like a tunnel that's been collapsed in, so there's places to hide, and the idea is there might be somebody in the house that has gotten in through the open house front. There's also a neighbor who is acting super weird, and you don't know what's wrong with her, and is she involved or not, or what's going on there, and it's just so boring and bad and dumb.
Yeah.
And
what's it called? The lake house?
The open house. And it's just so, it looks really slick in a Netflix way. It kind of looks like every Netflix produced thing that isn't great. Like once in a while, like Netflix hits on like some really great movies or TV or content or
for
whatever.
Sure.
But this has that kind of like glossy nothing. Like Hush had like a glossy look to it, and but like had something there.
Yeah, it's
there
a
was
good movie.
A thing going on there.
Yeah,
it's a fucking great movie.
And this movie, there's nothing. It's just so bland. And the main guy is like, "Hey, mom, you ever think it's weird? Like open houses, like they're weird, right? They could just like." Someone could just come in. Isn't that weird? They're coming into your house. I was like, no, this is a thing that we all
being
know
an idiot.
Isn't fucking weird.
I'm not moving in with you.
Yeah. And
mom, what's the deal with airline peanuts?
Yeah. They're strangers in your house. What's the deal
mom,
with that?
Well, would you listen to my tight five?
Yeah. On open houses.
Would you give me notes?
Yeah. And it just turns into the movie you've seen a million times where it's like, a guy is chasing him around the house in the last 15, 20 minutes. Yeah. And someone's getting tied up, and then they sprinkle in a little bit of, like, not torture porn, but, like, oh, they're going to, like, break her fingers, and it's going to be the squeamish scene, because, like, Gerald's Game had their squeamish scene.
Yeah.
It's, it was a real bummer. Because I saw the trailer, and the trailer kind of, I mean, the trailer didn't look amazing, but I was like, oh, this looks like an entertaining, I'm always looking for this kind of thriller.
I get why you would watch this.
Yeah,
sure.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm always in the mood for that kind of 90s throwback thriller.
Yeah, yeah,
so
it was
it was a disappointment. Don't watch it.
I won't.
It's not very good.
Good.
Yeah, what a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the open house, don't go.
I won't.
To the open house.
Because it's weird.
Ew.
Yeah.
Casey.
What?
You watched a movie.
I remember.
Called The Snowman.
It was just this morning. The Snowman.
The Snowman.
The Adventures of Harry Hole.
Yeah. Which is funny because to us...
We know why it's funny.
It's funny because like
hey,
a
guys,
hole could be hairy.
I don't think you're understanding this.
It's like a butthole.
guys, let me explain this to you.
Like a butthole.
Yeah. I don't think you guys are understanding. Butthole.
Yeah.
Guys, wait a second. Listen to me. Listen close.
Listen,
hairy butthole.
Hairy, yeah.
How did you care? You get that?
Yeah. But the funny thing to me is this is an established, like to us it's so funny. But there were people on the internet when people were laughing about it being like, yeah, no, this is like one of Sweden's like most renowned detective stories. Like it's not...
This is one of Sweden's hairiest
We have many books about these.
Had the and the Swedish are not known for their hairy buttholes, which is why it's so remarkable.
Yeah. It's just like, it'd be like if Harry Potter was the guy in Harry Potter did Harry Hole. And we were all like, it's just the most popular thing here. Like, what's funny about that?
Buttholes.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
That's great.
Well,
anyway.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. Woo. The snowman. I'm loading it up here.
Poorly received.
Yeah. Very poorly received. It had a good trailer.
Yes.
Thomas Alfredson directed it, starring Michael Fassbender.
He's done good work.
Val Kilmer, J.K. Simmons. Just kidding. Chloe Sevigny, Toby Jones, big
produced
cast.
By Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, James Darcy.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Toby Jones.
So lots to be excited about at the time when you're looking forward to it. But then, yeah. So tell us how the Adventures of Harry Hole turned out.
All right. This movie, you first see the trailer and you're like, oh, this is going to be like interesting or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you go, wait, what is it about? And what is this little snowman character? And what is his name? And you do all that and you're like, okay, this is going to be the craziest bullshit I've ever seen. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you guys, but this movie's all right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine. Like, it's not...
It's one of those scenarios where, like, it's just just not great and everyone just was lucks.
It's not even not great. It's all right.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in the mood for a very low-level, atmospheric, not even thriller, really.
Along Came a Spider?
It's not... what's that?
Along Came a Spider?
Yeah.
Yeah. I kept looking for Ashley Judd in this movie. But it's like... It's never really that tense, but I don't feel like it's trying to be. It's very atmospheric, but, you know, shooting snow is really easy to make something feel kind of claustrophobic or, you know, like...
Christmassy.
I kept waiting for Santa to shove his hairy hole down the chimney.
When's the snowman gonna come alive and dance and sing?
I mean, the snowman thing is dumb, and it's set in Oslo. It's set in Norway, or Oslo, as I mentioned before.
Yeah.
But I guess it's
not Oslo, Michigan.
No. Okay. Wait, Norway? Anyway.
Michigan.
What did I say? Porgs. I guess it has to be for one of the plot points. One of the plot points being they're waiting to see if Oslo is going to hold. It's called like the Winter Cup Games or something like that.
Okay.
But it's thinly veiled reference to the Olympics. They just, I guess, couldn't get the name the Olympics. So that's one of the plot points. And it's basically just about this killer who goes around killing very specific types of women who are pregnant and cheating on their husband and...
What?
Yes. Yeah, and go to a specific doctor. So it's like...
All the victims are pregnant and cheating?
Yes. Hmm. Look, this might be spoilery. The thing is, you don't need to see this movie. Maybe I oversold it a bit. It's quite bland.
You haven't sold it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I guess I haven't really sold it at all, have I? It's quite bland, but it's fine. Like, it's not a car crash or anything, and it's not even that terrible. It's just like, oh, it's that guy. All right.
Yeah, okay.
The end.
I don't mind those.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I said Along Came a Spider.
Yeah.
That's not a good movie. I've seen it three times.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Or I've seen, like, I think what equals to three times, because it was on Superstation a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've seen chunks of it a lot of times.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's...
It is
what it
is.
It's not The Bone Collector.
Mm-hmm.
This movie did not collect my bones. But it's just fine. And there's a couple of striking things, like, oh, look.
Yeah.
There's the hand.
Is it because, like,
snowman.
The director did Tinker Tailor and what was the other one? Let the Right One In.
Yeah.
Is it like because
very
it's coming from like movies that are really, really critically renowned that it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's a couple. Actually, now that I think about it, there's a couple of things like where there's a couple of effects where you're just kind of like, oh, we're just going to go ahead and blow the whole top of that guy's head off and then put and then
just
put a snowman head in the bottom half of somebody's head. It's really, you're just kind of like, oh, that's a gross thing to look at. But it's,
that'll get me through, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's like half hour. Only a half hour to see that.
Yeah, exactly. And then the next half hour, it's like there's another.
I've watched much worse movies for less.
Yeah. I watched all of Jigsaw.
Yeah.
They put snowman inside anything.
No, no snowman in heads in that movie.
Yeah, but this movie does, like, it wastes everybody. Mm-hmm. Nobody's really great in it.
No. J.K. Is anyone
Simmons
wasted?
He's totally wasted. He's like, oh, God, snowman.
Oh, butthole.
Yes.
He's like, what, Harry Butthole? That's hilarious, dude. Yeah, whatever this movie. Whatever this movie. All right.
Nice. Yeah. Whatever this movie.
Whatever this movie.
Yeah. There you go. So, three movies.
Oh, I'm worried about Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
As a side note.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you come?
Just seems like something's wrong. Like, he's actually quite good in this movie. Actually, he's the one where you're kind of like, but it also seems like, I don't understand what, like, I wonder if something happened to his, like, if something happened to him or something, because he doesn't seem, it doesn't seem like a character choice that he's not really able to open his mouth very much. So this is how he talks.
Well, I feel like there was some kind of health, some scare with him.
Yeah.
But apparently his past. He's a weird fellow, though.
Yeah.
Really weird guy.
It seems like it could have been a weird choice, and if it was, good choice.
Yeah,
that was weird.
Yeah,
it was, and it was fun to watch.
Yeah. I read a Reddit AMA with him at one point. And I was like, "Hey, man, that's a weird guy."
Yeah,
but in a good way.
Yeah. So, not much movie, a terrible movie, and a wonderful movie.
That's
we got the whole spectrum here on Film Roulette.
We really did it.
We also listened
to
an album.
Here,
yes.
Casey, tell us why you gave us the album you gave us.
Well, because at work every day I'm subjected to AM radio.
Yeah.
All the hits of today.
Ask Me Radio.
What?
AMA Radio.
I'm AM Radio. AMA. Anything. So this guy comes on a lot. He's got a couple of songs that I know very well because they play them 8 times a day.
Yeah.
I just vehemently hate this music, and also I think it's very funny that he cites things like Pink Floyd and Neil Young as influences when
just say you like them. You can like that stuff
they
and not have an
influence
on your music.
Yeah.
So the album is called Hotel DeVille.
Yep.
And what's the guy's name?
Mayonnaise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hellman something.
Yeah. Scott Hellman.
Yes. Scott Hellman.
So I'd never heard of this.
Nope.
Had never heard any of the songs.
No.
I find it funny that they're playing a lot of these. Well, I guess I don't, and I do. I was listening, and then I had to go read which ones were the singles because I was like, which one of these is really popular on the radio? And on the one hand, I'm like, I can't imagine these being extremely popular. But then I'm like, but also the music on the radio is a lot like this.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
So
this album is very what I would expect from, I heard a guy on the radio singing a song and this is his album.
Yeah, this sounds like radio I don't like.
Yeah.
It's bad.
What I found funny was a lot of these songs sounded like they could have been theme songs for like preteen kids TV shows, like Kids Incorporated or something like that. Particularly that Kites song at the beginning.
Yes.
Like the way it builds to at the end, I was just like, the song could have ended on Kites, you know, and then like a freeze frame of like a kite guy. Yeah. Like, oh, the ranchers.
Is it a guy who's a kite or a guy with
like
a kite?
No. Like a guy who's a kite. Like kite is a face on.
So
he's like,
whole
my show.
Oh, kite face
kite,
man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kites.
So it's like a Paw Patrol for the sky.
How does he sing that song? Hi, everybody. Look at my kites.
It's a kite. The kite has a mouth.
I'm stuck in the sky.
Yeah.
Out of my face. Can I do this? It's a fucking kite.
Kite face.
Kite. That kite's got buttholes.
I want to know what that show, what the further adventures of Kite Man, what's going
pretty
on up there in the sky.
That's, and there's a couple of songs that sounded like that to me. That's
what
I kept thinking was like, you know,
what did
Kids
you,
Incorporated. That
what
kinda,
did you think about the intro?
What was the intro?
The intro is like the, like, it's like picks up a guitar sound and then he's playing guitar and then the full song joins in, but he's also talking about like the album. He's like, let's get it started. I just sort of absorbed that.
It
blends
into Kites.
Yeah. It's so kind of stupid.
It's not good. It's dumb. This album sucks.
Yeah.
These are shit songs. The PDA song.
That's one of the ones that really just gets right up and down my spine.
Well, because it is like the palest impression of a Paul Simon backing track.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the closest, yeah.
And but one thing that delights me every time I listen to it, because it's on the background and I'm trying to get my work done and everything, and the chorus kind of goes, something, something, PDA, but it sounds like he's going, she's a little PP head. It sounds so much like that, and every time in my head,
she's a little PP head.
She's a little PP head. PP head.
Yeah. This is horrible.
I fucking hate it so much. You know what it is? Because every once in a while, there will be like a lyric where it's like, I'm being a little clever.
Yeah.
I got my little clever boots on, and I'm being a silly little boy.
And the
sign name with a broken pencil.
Yeah. It's The production is very, like, overproduced radio, and it's weird because I think one of the biggest problems with the album is it never really, like, decides what kind of pop music it wants to be.
Yeah.
It's all got the same kind of production that you would hear on the radio, but, like, every song has, like, a little bit of these different types of, like, mainstream pop genres, and that's
The thing. I think that's what you're supposed to be now.
Like, I know, but that's so weird. It's like the Train album. Like the Train album was like that. It's like, oh, this is what mainstream pop sounds like. Every garbage thing.
But
like,
it sounds a little more germane coming from a shitty
like a
little
kid
with a silly little tune, 100%, as opposed to an 86-year-old man.
Yeah.
I did want to touch on some lyrics.
Okay.
From the song 21 Days.
All right.
Here, the opening verse.
How does that one go? Sing a little bit.
Opening verse goes, this is exactly how the song starts. Till the zombies come and the earth is done.
Wonderful.
I'm going to love someone. You look so calm, not one bit scared, and the monsters stare. What I got, I'll share.
This is like grade
this is a song.
Grade 6
some
student wrote this.
But can't you just see his smug, shitty little face writing that going,
and it's sung a little too fucking, the silly-ass song is very earnest.
Yeah.
This makes me want to puke on myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my whole day. Because you know what comes up right after that one?
RX.
When you get a bean to read.
Don't you know I'm in too.
And I know a bunch more of their songs too.
Oh, yeah. When you get a bean to read.
There's a song where they reference Bob Marley, but they call him Robert Marley.
Oh.
I feel like Robert Marley.
Oh,
you got me waiting here in vain.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. If I ever meet you, I'm gonna punch you so hard in the fucking
I think we would have been on that first name kind of basis.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. It's like it supposes like that. Oh, my good friend Robert Marley might have something to say about that.
This
bunch
album
of shit
sucked. It sucked. Yeah. And Casey gets to give us another record.
Well,
are you just going to stick us with that EP from the other?
I actually went home that night, and I was kind of disappointed that I didn't give you that one, because if there's something I hate more than this guy, it's when this lady sings.
Is this the other one, right? You talked about last
week? Jesse Reyes.
Yeah.
And it's just an EP, but it's quality of the shit that I hate, not quantity.
Yeah.
Right.
So I want you guys to listen to it.
Okay, hold on. Let me just get it here.
All right.
I get the satisfying moment of deleting Scott Mayonnaise from my phone.
Yeah.
Scott Mayonnaise.
Yeah. I just go on
Scotty Mayonnaise.
I go on private mode in Spotify every time I listen to a punishment.
Out there. I'm not afraid.
He's going to start giving it to you in your Discover Weekly or like, hey, I think you'd like this.
Yeah.
You guys might be in for something pretty intense.
What's
the first song on her album is called Fuck It.
Fuck It.
Fuck It. What's it called? What's her name?
Jesse Reyes.
Is the second song called So Fucking What?
It's called Fucking Get Real, you guys. Get over it.
Oh, fuck.
It.
And then a cover.
Kiddo, right? That's what we're looking at here?
That's what we're dealing with.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the second song's called Shutter Island, about that film, I assume.
Yeah.
I hope it's about the time she went to see that movie.
I'm going to watch Shutter Island.
I was like, fuck it, man, I'm in the mood for some lesser Scorsese movie.
I'll tell you what, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't that great.
And you said this is
I kind of
like...
want to watch it again, but I probably won't.
There's a lot of other movies to watch.
And this is like singer-songwriter, is that what you're like, what kind of pop music or what?
It's judging from the one song I know of hers, it's just god awful, oversung, overwrought, but like with an air of like, guys, I'm fucking really doing something here. It is some straight up bullshit
crap.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
I might listen to more just because I want to know if she does that shitty over-singing thing all the time.
Yeah. Well, there is our episode. We will talk about that album and movies. Oh, we got to roll first, not ending the episode here.
Come on.
All right. So rolling. That is our episode of Film Roulette. And now moving on to the roll part of the episode.
Roll.
Musical guest.
Musical guest.
This time.
Nora Dunn.
We are
Nora
doing another.
That's your go-to for.
Yeah, it is. Every time that is my go-to. And I always end up sounding more like Walter Matthau than Tom Pardo.
Okay, so we're rolling for Winner's Choice again, because there's lots of stuff to see, and we got to see it still, so we're going to check out some movies we missed, other things that are out there, but the loser this week is really got a humdinger here.
Yeah.
We, a while back, saw a trailer for a film called American Satan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Starring... what's his name?
Is it starring anyone?
Malcolm McDowell's
in
it.
Yeah, Malcolm McDowell's in it, and then a bunch of other people.
Oh, right.
It's about like a band who like relocate and do a deal with the devil or some bullshit. Mm-hmm. It seems to be partially a musical, but one of those like, we're a rock and roll musical kind of like shit.
Yeah.
We got leather jackets.
Yeah, they wrote songs and performed them in this fucking thing.
The trailer
is just gonna
looks
be awesome.
So bad. So we gotta pick American Satan as the loser.
Yep.
And none of us want to see it.
No,
this
is
a true punishment.
Don't speak for all of us, Daniel.
Okay. All right. I'm rolling. Let's do this. American Satan versus Winner's Choice.
Winner's Choice.
Okay. What do you got? What do you got?
That's a five.
I'm
nice.
Going next.
Nice. Five. That's a three.
That's a three. Mm-hmm.
Greg's got to get higher than a three if he wants to not see American Satan.
What do you want, Lola?
Meow. That's a five. Casey is
wow.
on.
Casey's got a streak happening.
The third in a row.
2018
yeah.
is your year,
the
buddy.
Movie that we're seeing, like the third episode in this year.
Yeah.
So far, I'm at 100%.
Yeah, wow. Mm-hmm. Usually our resident winner.
Yeah.
I'm usually a big winner, while you two are a couple of fucking losers.
Yes.
All right.
It's true.
You're going to not like this movie a lot.
No, I think this is perfect.
I don't know if this is more irritating for anyone to watch more than Casey.
I can't wait to wake up at 5 a.m.
and watch this shitty movie.
Oh, man. I wonder what I'll watch.
Not this.
Not this.
Yeah.
So many things to see.
I'll watch The Snowman.
Why not? Maybe.
It might happen.
Well, next week we will be talking about American Satan. We will talk about this album that Casey gave us
with
Fuck It on it.
Fuck It.
Fuck It.
And two winning movies. Otherwise, you can email us at info@modernsuperior.com. Mm-hmm. You can rate and review us on iTunes. We're on Facebook and Twitter at SYNWPC. And as always, we will see you next Wednesday. Goodbye, Internet. There's a ghost at the end of Safe Haven. Fuck Gene.
Yeah, fuck Gene. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, why not?
Buttholes.
Fuck
in
Gene.
The hairy
right up
butthole.
His hairy butthole.
This episode has been brought to you by the Modern Superior Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.